the Patriots defense through 2 weeks?
I think the Patriots, you know, in general, they always present a tough challenge for us. You know, obviously the streak and the number of games that we played without beating them, they're tough. You know, they're very physical up front. Obviously, they got two of the bigger bodied, more effective guys in the league playing in the middle, and fast in the linebacking core. Play a lot of man coverage. They really think that their corners do a good job, and I do too. I mean, I think, you know, they've given up a lot of yards, but I think the main reason why is because they've been a heading game and teams have been forced to throw on every down. But we really respect them here, and I think they have a good defense.
Are they playing more man coverage this year than you remember them playing last year?
I feel like in the first two games they played more man than last year, and obviously, you know, that can change. But from the film right now, I think they've liked what they've seen in terms of matching up against the first two teams and playing man coverage, and it's just something, you know, we'll have to be ready for if they do it to us.
Did the Bills give you any indication before the lockout that they wanted you to be their starting quarterback this year? Did they tell you they weren't, the plan was to not draft a quarterback, or how was your mindset going into the whole offseason?
Yeah, they didn't tell me they weren't going to draft one. They said if there's one there that we think can be a franchise guy for 10, 12 years, we'll probably draft him. But they did tell me that regardless of what was going to happen in the draft, I was going to be their starter for this year and, you know, hopefully into the future. So it was a vote of confidence with that conversation. It was a vote of confidence when they didn't draft a quarterback with that first pick. And, you know, I'm hoping to be around here for a long time.
Sounds like you're going to be. Are you close to a contract extension?
No, I mean, it's one of the things where it's so hard to worry about that only because, you know, you put all your focus in the opponent and the upcoming game. So for me, it's not something I can even think about during the season. I'm just focused on beating the Patriots.
In your mind, what's made your offense click so well the first 2 weeks of the season? What's going right for you?
You know what, I think we've got a lot of the same guys as last year, and the experience factor, everybody, we're so young last year, and we're still very young, but everybody being able to play with each other for a year, being able to gain that experience, even when things weren't going right last year, to be able to be on the field and to learn from some of the mistakes that we made, to learn from those experiences and some of the tough losses that we had, I think that has really helped us, and being able to keep that core group of guys together going into this season put us that much further ahead than last year.
Ryan, Chan talked about having a blue-collar roster, and you said last weekend that, you know, the naivete actually might help your team. How does this, you know, work going up against such a star-powered roster like the Patriots?
We're a team full of guys that are looking to make a name for themselves. We're looking to make a name for our team. And although most of us are unheralded and nobody really knows us, we think that we're pretty good, and we think that we've got a lot of talent on the roster. So when I made the comment last week, it was basically that a lot of our guys are so young that they don't realize that they're not supposed to go out and score 39.5 points a game or whatever we're averaging. They feel like that's normal. So, you know, for us, it's keeping that confidence and just keeping the swagger that we have right now and going out there and getting the job done.
Is this a good measuring stick game for you guys to kind of see where you're really at? I mean, you've had two good wins, but is this really the true test for you?
Well, we've got to be able to beat the teams in our division to get to where we need to be. And I think, you know, for us, this being our first division game, it takes on that much more importance to us, just because it almost, it takes on extra significance, being that a win here gives you a win and gives a team in your division a loss, so it's extra significant for that reason.
Ryan, you spent a couple years in Cincinnati and you played with Chad. What were your impressions of him, and are you a little surprised that he has not been as big a part of the Patriots' offense as maybe some thought in the first couple of games?
I really like Chad. He's a fun guy to have around. He's obviously a real talented receiver. I haven't really paid attention too much to
the Patriots offense or his role or what they've been doing. But I know that he's a talented guy, and you know, he's also a dedicated guy. He's a guy that's going to commit himself 100% to what he's doing, and looking forward to seeing him and saying hi on Sunday.
Brian, can you talk a little bit about the professional career that you've had? Coming out of college, did you sort of think that you would be able to have a lengthy NFL career? You bounced around a few teams, and has it been hard to kind of stay patient and find the right fit for you?
You know, I definitely have had to stay patient. I don't think, you know, the day that I was drafted that I expected to be the starting quarterback for the Rams as a seventh-round pick. You know, as a third-string guy for a couple of years. And, you know, really the way that I've made my way through the NFL has been, I think, a benefit to me because I've been able to sit behind some pretty good quarterbacks, Mark Bolger, Carson Palmer, you know, and learn from them and learn how they approach the game and really, you know, gain valuable experience with games here or there. And that's all led to the position that I'm in right now to be able to take over the team as a starter. But I feel like I wouldn't have been able to do it without the experiences that I had in the years to sit back and watch and learn.
Ryan, you know, up here you'll always be known as the Harvard guy. I'm curious if you hear that every day or every week of your football life.
I'm the Harvard guy everywhere, every day. But you know what? There are worse things to be called, worse things to be known by, I guess. But to me, I mean, I take a tremendous amount of pride in, you know, going to school there, playing there, graduating from Harvard. And, you know, I know that sometimes people use it as kind of a joke or, you know, a sarcastic comment or whatever it is. But I take a tremendous amount of pride in the fact that I went to school there, and I think it's a good thing.
Brian, do you have any idea? I know it's early in the week, but are you guys going to have Steve Johnson this week?
Yeah, you can look at the injury report, but I think he'll be fine.
Taking lessons from Belichick.
Very smart.
Yeah.
do you come back to the area during the off season at all?
My wife is also from Harvard, and we do have some family in the Cambridge area, so we try to make it back at least once a year. You know, we really enjoyed our time out there, and we like bringing our kids back there just to kind of see where we went to school and where we met and all that.
What's the one thing you have to make sure you do when you're back in Boston or Cambridge?
I've got to go to Pinocchio's, which is a pizzeria on Harvard's campus, and order 2 slices of pizza and a cheeseburger sub.
is that one meal?
That is one meal, and I'll tell you what, I think I put on about 25 pounds in college from that one meal. So.
All right, thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, thanks, guys.